Yesterday, the World Health Organization urged travelers to avoid Hong Kong and the southern Chinese province of Guangdong because of SARS. It's the first time the WHO has ever issued a global warning against travel to an area because of an infectious disease. As NPR's Rob Gifford reports, the outbreak has had a huge financial cost, especially in Hong Kong.
At least 17 people have died of SARS in Hong Kong, and more than 700 have been infected. In Chinese, they say this is like getting a biting frost on already frozen land. Hong Kong was hit badly by the Asian economic crisis 6 years ago. Finally, a few green shoots of recovery were starting to peep through. Then along came SARS, a virological whirlwind out of southern China. Frank Martin is president of the American Chamber of Commerce in Hong Kong.
Well, it comes at a very difficult time for Hong Kong. We are beginning to see some economic recovery, some light at the end of the economic tunnel after a couple of very tough years. And, of course, leading the economic recovery has been tourism.
Fears of the disease have emptied movie theaters, karaoke bars, and restaurants in the former British territory and led to the unprecedented WHO travel advisory. Frank Martin says the downturn has been sudden and drastic.
We've already seen many cancellations of visitors coming to Hong Kong, flights, banquets, hotel rooms are, I understand there are some 27,000 cancellations of hotel rooms. So this is bound to impact the economy, particularly the retail business and the tourism industry.
The Hong Kong Retail Management Association said revenues for most members plunged by 30 to 80% in the last 2 weeks of March. Hong Kong businessmen have been barred from a watch and jewelry trade fair in Switzerland. They're usually major players in that market. However, business analysts are optimistic the territory can get through this. They say it will likely be investment in the continuing boom in mainland China that will help pull them through. This is ironic since it was China's suppression of news about SARS that left Hong Kong unprepared when infected visitors arrived in the territory from the mainland. The much-vaunted transparency of the Hong Kong government seems this time to have left it in worse shape than its less transparent neighbors just across the border in Guangdong. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.